we're doing Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim explained to us why the Navi describes that God wants of us to do justice and love kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Bo'u'ei godel ha'inyan, ki sidu lanu batpila hoda'a lamakom hazeh. Come see how great this concept is, the loving of kindness, that Chazal even instituted that we thank God for giving us this commandment to love kindness. Remember, he explained, loving kindness means that I want to do the chesed. Not just that I do it, the question is, what's my attitude towards doing it? So he said, look at how amazing it is. We say at the end of the tefillah, Shanumim b'siyuma tefillah, at the end, in the Sim Shalom, we say to Hashem, Ki ve'o panecha, or in the light of your countenance, Natata lanu Hashem Elokeinu, you gave us Hashem, our God, Torah Chayim, a Torah of life, ve'ahavat chesed, and love of kindness. Those are two gifts Hashem gave us. The living Torah, and the love of kindness. Those are things we wouldn't attain without the gift of Hashem. And we thank Hashem for that. We thank Hashem for instilling in us the mitzvah to love kindness, to want to help other people, to want to do good. Hainu, me'et shenitgala lefaneinu ol panav. Why do we attribute it to God, like His countenance? We say, in God's ol panecha, in the light of your countenance you gave it to us, meaning, says the Chafetz Chaim, from the time God revealed His light, the light of His countenance, blessed be He, b'ma'amad al-Sinai, at the stands of Sinai, ka'katuv b'Torah, as it says in Parshas Vayeshanon, ata horeita ladat, you were shown, so that you know, ki Hashem Elokim, that God, He is the omnipotent. V'amru Chazal, and our sages say, what does it mean, you were shown? So Chazal tell us, shepatach lem Hashem yitbarach kol arkiim, v'gam kol medurei mata. That God opened all the skies and all the earth, and they were able to see to the depths up in the sky, to the depths down below, whatever that means. And He showed them that He is the single one over everything. So when I was a kid, I always asked, well, maybe He tricked them, right? How did they know? God opened all seven heavens. Maybe there's an eighth heaven, right? Oh, so then I grew up a little bit, and I think the obvious answer is, if you would have been there and you would have seen, you would have known that what you're seeing is true. I mean, that was part of what He showed them. He showed them in a way that they recognized it was true. We don't understand what He showed them, so we don't understand how they knew it was true, right? But what Chazal were telling us is that on some level, they were proven. God showed them, however that means, but God showed them that He's the only one that's running the show down below at Sinai. And at that time when God revealed this to the Jewish people, some basic concepts were revealed to them as well. That is, that the Holy Torah is the source of life, the life of the heaven above and the earth below. And in the merit of the Torah, everything exists. And without the Torah, all existence would be annulled. Uchmo shamru chazal, and like our sages taught, tnait na kadosh baruch hu imasev reshit. God made a condition with all of creation. We know where it says that, right? Im mekablim Yisrael etotim mutav, if the Jewish people accept my Torah, good. Vim lav asir, kametov vavon, if not, I'm turning the whole world back to emptiness and void. So, one concept that they were shown, together with the idea that God alone is the creator, the omnipotent in the world, one idea was that the Torah is the source of life above and below. The Gama time, now as well, ilu kol ha'olam hayu mevatlim rega echad min ha'Torah, an important concept, if we'd have any moment in time that there would be no one in the world learning Torah, miyad haya chozer kol ha'briya le'efes v'tov, then all creation would be destroyed. The world can't exist if there's no one learning Torah. So right now, could be we're the only ones in the world learning Torah. Well, it could be world-ones. We're the ones keeping up the world. Because up above, the Torah is still the root of all of life, of all existence. Like it says in the holy works in the name of the Zohar. And the second point, which is where we'll pick up this lesson next week, is the idea of Avat Chesed, that God also made known to them at that point the importance of chesed and how to love that trait. Because Hashem, that's the second thing God revealed to them there, which is what we'll discuss with Hashem next week.